Come on, Pamela.
Sit.
I know life can bring you down.
Yeah. And sometimes.
And sometimes.
It's just so hard.
It's so hard.
Here's what you gotta do.
But you gotta hold on.
Hold on. Don't give up.
And don't give up.
Don't give up.
You gotta be strong. You gotta be strong. Cause everything's gonna be alright.
Your setback, is just a setup. What you're going through is only for your blessing. He has a song for you.
Sometimes you got to steal away all by yourself.
And we all of the moment when it seems like you can't get no rest, and you just can't utter a word. Oh, say shoo-do-do-do. Let me sing a verse here. Listen. Don't be discouraged about what you lost, 'cause Jesus already, he paid for it all. All of these trials you won't have to face. Just be encouraged and stay in the race. I know it's just what you're going through is only to prepare you for. Wherever you are right now, you can't give up. Sure, I can't give in. You gotta hold on. Hold on to the end. May not go where you want, but it'll be right on time. Oh my. Wherever you are right now, if you're riding your car, and somebody riding with you, if you're sitting in your living room and somebody's sitting there with you, smile at them and encourage them real good. Say, God's got a blessing
for you.
I know that's right. Say, for you. Tell them, wait on it, wait on it. It's coming. Get ready, it's coming for
you.
Then let them alone and look in the mirror, smile and say,
for me,
yeah. Oh, I'm getting happy, y'all. I know it's coming for me.
For
my Bible tell me about this weight and be of good cheer. It's coming
for me.
Oh, I'm waiting, y'all. Coming for me. Now I wanna drop this nugget in your spirit and say,
your setback
is just a setup. Start believing your way on the inside. And when that devil rises, try to tell you that you can't make it. When it rises, and tell you that you can't make it. Look at that low down dirty devil and tell him, my setback, the devil is in here.
It's just a setup.
I know that's right. It's just a setup. Glory be to God. Thank you so much for catching the wave. Your number one quartetted contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. Gonna be right here with you all the way up to 5 o'clock today, playing some of the very best in gospel music around the world, the old, the new, and it's all just for you. As we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you again for catching the wave. It's just a setup, huh? I'm being set up. So when I'm set up, I already know that I got the victory through Christ Jesus. So that don't make me doubt him. and I know too much about him, huh? That's why I can still say, in the name of Jesus, get thee behind me, Satan. All right. Look, we are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world, the NL5 Radio Gospel Network, on this beautiful day as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Feel free to give us a call anytime, right here, 347-215-8049. You can join us on our website, nfiradio.com, or on Facebook Live simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. All right, we're going to get back with more great gospel music. Whatever you're doing, make sure you're being safe out there. Watch your surroundings and keep your children close by you. All right, I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. It's 17 minutes after the hour. To God be the glory.
Give me some of that old school vibe.
All right now. Clap your hands. Come on. Come on, let's have some old fashioned church night. Because it's the old saints' praise. I want my daughter Bonita to get us started with this old song.
Reach out. Touch the Lord as He goes by.
All right.
You will find Him not too busy to hear your cry. He is passing by moment.
Yeah.
Your need He will supply.
Yeah.
I gotta get mine in.
Go ahead, sir.
I remember to have the testimony, sir.
Yes, sir.
There was a lady that was set up and testify. And before she gave her testimony, she was singing songs that said evil. She was saying, my whole body, my whole body, my whole body belongs to God. Come on, Jake.
My whole body, my whole body, my whole body belongs to God.
My mind belongs to God. What you say, Jake?
My heart belongs to God.
My money belongs to God.
Let's have some more church, huh? Is it all right? All right. For those of you just locking in, want to welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. It's yours truly, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. Look, I want to remind those of you to catch our NFI television broadcast. That's every Sunday at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the New Spectrum TV Channel 24, covering mostly all of North Carolina, where you'll see the old, the new, the very best in quartet music and contemporary music right on our broadcast. So make sure you write it down. That's every Sunday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the New Spectrum TV Channel 24, and you'll also get 15 minutes of the Word of God during this hour broadcast. That's right, with Pastor Rayshon McCoy. So make sure you tune in to get the Word, and you get 45 minutes of gospel videos around the world. And I can promise you, we have it right here waiting for it to bring it into your home in your living room. So mark it on your calendar. Every Sunday, 5 p.m. on the New Spectrum TV Channel 24. I'll be right there hosting the broadcast. Looking forward for you to tune in. Our number is 919-443-5994. If you would love to be on the broadcast, feel free to call us at 919-443-5994. All right, let's do this. I'm going to take a pause for the calls. For the station ID, and we are right around about 20 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to come back with more great gospel music right after this.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
You are tuned in to the hottest station on the planet. Keep it locked.
Sometime back, we did this song for all our fans, but Robin and I decided to do it again. Would you listen to me, please?
Please take your time, Robert.
High name.
come and go home with me for a little while, if you please. My name is Willie Johnson, and I'm from Tyler, Texas. But that's what where I was born. I was born in a little community about 13 miles from Tyler. In a little community that was called Galilee. And some of the people in this community that had cars. But my father, he didn't have one. Only way that we had to get back and forth to the grocery store, you don't hear me, do you? We had two mules. And we had a wagon. Wait a minute. Wait, let me say that again. I said my father had two mules and he had a wagon. And that was a little church that where we were brought up, in a little old sanctified church. And they had a place in the back for all the kids when they got sleeping. Sometimes they would stay till 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. But whenever they got ready to go home, that old minister would tell everybody to stay. And then one of them old sisters would look from one, and they would look to them. Because they knew that they wasn't going to see each other for maybe a week. But as they would stand there, an old song would come across their mind. I'd like to say the same thing that they would say. Let me say it. Because they knew they were getting ready to go home. Say the same thing. Tell me. praise the grace of our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. Rest, rule, and fight with us. His now and forevermore.
Just let him be the lover of your life. He can be a hospital. He can be a hospital. He can be a army leader. Said yes, he will. Said yes, he will. Said yes, he will. I know he will.
Hello.
Hello, Tommy.
Yes?
This is one of your fans. I heard that you were in a bad accident.
Well, it's true.
Tommy, out of all of the things that you've gone through, is there anything that you would like to tell somebody today?
Yes, I would like to share this with you. The Lord have been good to me. He spared my life. And I'm gonna keep on working. I'm gonna keep on trusting. And I'm gonna keep my hands in God's hands. Cause you know I had a close call in my life. I had a close call in my life. I'm glad the good Lord spared my life.
Tommy, could you tell me what happened?
Well, I got caught between two tractor trailers. The nurses, the police, they couldn't understand how I was still alive. But what they didn't know, I had a visitor ride with me. And it's one more thing, what they didn't know, God is still working miracles. They rolled me to the ambulance, and as we rode down the highway, Lord have mercy, I begin to think about how good God have been to me. Begin to think about I had a close call in my life. I'm gonna keep on working. I'm gonna keep on trusting in him. But I just couldn't help myself. I just had to keep on thinking about I had a close call in my life. And I don't know about you,
I had a close call in my life.
I had a close call.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Just shut up and start praying, God. And, you know, just don't keep talking about it. Let's just go and pray about it. We are right at 17 minutes after the hour on a beautiful day as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank all of you again so much for catching the wave. And for those of you, if you don't know, we are not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We are not about competition or compromising. We are about doing the will of the Lord. And, you know, as we read the Word of God and we study the Word of God, there must be some action that we put with it. You know, it's just like making a pie. If you don't put the right recipes in it to make it turn out right, then that's the way it's going to be. So when we read and we study, then when we put some action to it, in other words, just don't sit on it. Because if you leave a pie in the oven and you don't take it out once it's cooked, guess what? You're going to burn it up. Okay? So if you're just getting and you're steady receiving it and you're getting the wisdom, you're getting the knowledge, and you're not acting on what you're getting, then, you know, the scripture says he wanted us to go out and to compel them to come to Christ. So when you're being taught, then he wants you to be a vessel for him, to be used for his glory. And the Bible let us know that he whom winneth souls is wise. So let the wisdom that God has given you and the knowledge that you've been studying, then use it for God's glory. All right. Look, we're going to get back with more great gospel music again. Our website, nfiradio.com, or on Facebook Live, simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. My pleasure. I'm your host, the Anointed One.
So this song says this. I don't know how God's gonna do it.
Good afternoon and God bless you and welcome to 30 Minutes Power Prayer. Join us as we touch and agree on one accord, believing God that souls will be saved, set free, and delivered. Feel free to call in at any time during the 30 Minutes Power Prayer at 347-215-8049. That number again, you can call in for your prayer request right now at 347-215-8049. We have ministers standing by to pray with you and pastors, touching and agreeing and believing by faith that you will get your breakthrough. Call now. God's word lets us know that if we believe by faith, all things are possible. Join us right now as we bind, decree, and declare by Jesus Christ, you are healed. Now, let us go into prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, what a day it is to be in the presence of the Lord. It is such a great day to give God praise and glory. And for those of you just joining us, come on in. Come on in as we lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there are so many things out today that will cause you to get distracted, be distracted, to cause you to miss out on the blessing that God have for you. And when you hear people talk about the virus and it can cause you to get fearful and make you want to stay in as if you're just going to shift away. But how many know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us love and a sound mind, power and a sound mind, that we can stand against the wiles of the enemy. Now, if you don't have no power, then you won't be able to stand. But after you've done all that you can,
stand. After you've read God's word, stand on his word. After you've read God's word, have the faith to believe in the word that God has showed you and given you that revelation to walk and not faint. And those of you, you know that God has blessed you so many ways that you don't want to stop the blessings. You want to continue to receive the blessings. So in order for you to receive the blessings, you must have the faith and trust in Jesus. Because God gave his only son for you and I, that we all may have a right to eternal life. There are so many things today that people are now separating themselves from others. You're seeing so many families that are being torn and separated, whether they are in a marriage and they are separating themselves from their spouse, and they are looking and seeking for a divorce. It's the enemy. The enemy. Right now, the enemy is raging, trying to seek whom he may devour as I speak. But in the name of Jesus Christ, we're going to bind and decree those spirits. There are people right now that don't like you for whatever reason, because they just don't like you, and they don't like to see you being blessed and happy. You know, people, you think that they want to see you happy all the time, but look, when something happens to you or something happens that they hear that is not good, then they can ask, is it something I can do? And then there are some that don't ask, is it something I can do? But you know, you cannot allow that to cause you to get distracted in what God is doing in your life. Because you have to understand something. You must know that you have that personal relationship with Jesus. You know, you can study all day long, study the word all day long, meditate upon the word all day long, and you've got that word, right? You're carrying the word in you. But my question is this, after you've received the word, after you've studied the word, and God has given you the wisdom and knowledge of the word, then what are you going to do with it? Are you going to just let it sit there? Are you going to act on what you receive? That's the key. When you begin to act on what you receive, see, the power of action means there's something that you're expecting to happen. That's the action of God's word. You expecting something to happen, and that's what happened when the people were on that day of Pentecost. They were all on one accord, and some action came in, and it filled the whole room. It filled it, and people began to receive the Holy Spirit. They received the Holy Ghost, and it came down, the Bible say, like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the place. And they began to speak in unknown tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. That's the power of God, and that's where the actions come in. Because you are able to see the manifestation of God move in the midst of you. Now, I don't know about you today, wherever you are, but I'm believing God for a manifestation to take place for those that's in the hospital. I'm believing that the manifestation of God will manifest in the midst of those right now going through a financial situation. I'm believing God right now that God will manifest right now in the presence of those right now that in the correctional center, those that were placed in there and that has not done anything wrong, but they were the one that were chosen to be guilty, and they are not guilty in the eyesight of God. But I believe right now as I speak, God is moving some papers around for that individual, and they're going to find out that he was not guilty or she was not guilty, and he shall be released in the name of Jesus. That's why my eyes is on the sparrow. Because I know he watches you. He watches me. Keep your eyes on the sparrow. Don't get caught up with the affairs of this world. Don't get caught up with the affairs of this society. This society will cause you to miss out on what God has for you. And God wants to bless your socks off. God want to bless you mightily. He want to bless you so much that your whole entire family will be blessed from the blessing that God is going to pour down on you. And when he pour it on you, don't think it's strange, but step in it, walk in it, speak in it, trust in it, and believe in it, and watch to see the hand of God. God loves you. He loves you right where you are. When nobody else don't love you, when nobody else seems like they don't care about what you're doing, they seem like they never come visit you, they never come calling you on your phone and seeing how you're doing. And there are many right now that are lying in their bed of affliction at home. There are many right now that are sitting somewhere in a situation where their legs have been amputated, their arms have been amputated, and they had friends, and they had even family that they were around many times and when they were healthy. But now at their situation, they never call them. They never call. They never give them an encouraging word. But see, here's the thing you got to know. Even when you are in a situation, and even where you are, if you're going through a health problem in your life, you can call on the Lord Almighty. He can come at your rescue, and he will rescue you. He rescued David when he was fighting against the giant. When the men were standing there looking at David as a young boy, and they didn't think that he would defeat Goliath, but somebody said Jesus was in the presence. My God, Jesus was in the presence. The same with Joseph. When Joseph, his brothers placed him in the pit, and there he was in the pit, no water, nothing. They left him there to die. But somebody said Jesus came in the midst. Glory to God. That's the same way it was when Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, where they placed him in the fine furnace, and the king knew they would be burned up in flames, and something happened in the midst of them. In the midst, there was a man named Jesus in the presence of them that caused them to come out of the flaming fire furnace. That lets us know today, brothers and sisters, that same Jesus is right in your presence. That same Jesus wants you to be healed, because by Jesus Christ, speak it, believe it, trust in him, and continually pray without ceasing and watch God move in your presence. I believe that God is blessing somebody right now. And this is the day that the Lord has made. And regardless of where you are, continually pray, continually trust, and believe in Jesus, because he want to give you your blessings right where you are. Glory to God. I know that there's somebody today. There's somebody right now, wherever you are, under the sound of my voice. I pray in the name of Jesus on this Monday, November the 29th, 2021. And as we come before the Almighty God, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that your presence will hear thy voice. Lord, I thank you right now for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus Christ, the one that died on the cross. Lord, I thank you, God, that you touch the minds of those right now being distracted, being deceived over the internet and over social media and Facebook, over Yahoo and all these different social media sources. They're getting caught up with the society and what society think. But Lord, I pray right now, God, that you will intervene and block off the heresy and those sites that are causing corrupting the spiritual growth in those lives of those that are going to those pages. I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold that has caused that person to receive God's word, I rebuke you now, spirit, and command you now to loose that boy and girl right now in the name of Jesus. I send it back to the abyss from where it came from. I speak to the spirit of that boy. I speak to the spirit of that girl in the name of Jesus, that by Jesus' stripes their minds have been set free. In the name of Jesus, that they shall seek the face of God and repent and ask, what must I do to be saved? So, Father, we thank you right now for the blood and so great a love that you gave your only son for all of us. We praise you, God. Let the heresy continue to speak heresy. Let those that continually speak lies, let them continually speak lies. But right now, in the name of Jesus, every one of those gainsayers that continually speak out, in the name of Jesus, I command you now, right now, in the name of Jesus, that your lips will be closed. And when you begin to speak out of your mouth the words that are not godly, the words that is not peace to that individual, right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak it in the name of Jesus. No longer shall those words come out of your mouth. No longer in your mind shall you continually care for those words that cause harm to people's body. In the name of Jesus, because the enemy comes to steal and to destroy. But I pray in the name of Jesus that you will bring life upon that person. I pray in the name of Jesus that their eyes will be open. Lord, I just thank you right now, God, for who you are. I acknowledge you, Lord, because you know me. You created me. You created us. For those that are listening today, I believe that God wants to pour more upon you. Where much is given, much is required. And I believe today that we are so in such a place right now, God, that we are comfortable where we are. But Lord, I thank you, God, for the Holy Ghost. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. That spirit that you have given us gives us the unction to want more, to receive more, and to be filled with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, fill them right now. Those that want more. Give them that they desire. Give them that they desire. Fill their cup. Let it run over. In the name of Jesus. For this is the day that you have made, and we're going to rejoice in, and we're going to praise your name. We'll lift up your voice, and we're going to take time to give you praise. We're going to take time to give you the glory. We're going to take time to give you the honor. We worship you, God, because you are worthy. We worship you, God, because you are God to deliver. We worship you, God, because you are God of healing. We worship you, God, because you are God of power. We worship you, God, because you gave your son for all of us in our messed up selves, because we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity because of our messed up selves. You gave us an opportunity to have the right to eternal life. So, Father, it's all because of you. It was you that created the heavens and the earth. It was you that created man and woman. And there is no other, no other, none other. But one, Father, I pray today that ears will be open to hear what the Spirit has to say, that nothing will hinder them from hearing your word, from hearing your voice. I rebuke you, Spirit, that is not of God. I rebuke you, Spirit, that is over the airways, that is not of God. I call you out from the north, south, east, and west. To dry up right now. The Holy Spirit is in the presence. The blood of Jesus is against you, spirit. You have no place. The Holy Spirit is in the present. The blood of Jesus is against you. I rebuke you now and command you now to loose those strongholds that you've been holding those back right now in the name of Jesus. And I send you back to the pits from where you came from, the pits of hell. No longer shall you come. You shall dry up. You shall decrease. No longer shall you manifest in the name of Jesus, for the blood of Jesus is against you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge. Thank you, God, for understanding. Thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. Thank you, God, for those right now that are being a blessing to those right now because they have a heart to give. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. Father, I pray right now that we keep our focus centered on you. That we can think on whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is just. There be any virtue, there be any praise. We can think on them. The more we think about the goodness, the more we think with a mind stayed on you, the more we meditate upon you day and night, let not thy heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me, Jesus said. For in my Father's house, glory to God, hallelujah, are many mansions. If it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. He's prepared a place for you. He's prepared a place for me. And in this society, in this dark and cold world, the enemy has puffed his head up to try to bring distraction in your mind, to bring forth a delusion that it really doesn't exist. Because of the enemy, because of the devil, the adversary himself, seeking whom he may devour and try to cause harm in the mindset, to cause them to believe a lie than the truth. He wants to take you out, but we rebuke that spirit right now. That corruptible spirit that is not of God, we call you out now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of murder, we command you now to go now in the name of Jesus back to the abyss from where you came from. Spirit of pride, we rebuke you, spirit. We command you now to break down every stronghold that has been holding that person back for years in their lineage. Generational curses. We break down every stronghold. We rebuke it now in the name of Jesus. We bind, decree in the name of Jesus. And we loose the spirit of life upon those people right now. In their spirit, man. Because where the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is healing. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is peace. The peace that passes all understanding. Have your way, Holy Spirit. When the enemy comes to try to cause you to doubt. When the enemy comes to kind of feel you and make you think that things are going in a bad way. And even though you may not be able to see it in the spirit, but there is something happening in the spirit realm in the presence of God that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what God is about to reveal to man. God is doing some things in the spirit. In the natural, man don't understand. But in the spirit, you shall see the manifestation and the power of the Almighty God manifest in the midst of the people right now. Right now. He's a now God. He's an almighty God. He's a present God. Knowing, believing, walking, acting, speaking life out of your mouth. Jesus came that ye may have life. Jesus came that ye may have life. Jesus came that ye may have life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody's being delivered right now. He came that ye may have life, that more and abundantly. Somebody's being set free right now as I speak. I don't know who you are, brother. God is delivering you from that situation you were in. He knows. He sees what you were going through. But you don't have to worry about that no more. Sister and brother, in your marriage relationship, I know you've been wrestling and going back and forth, and you were thinking about going through a divorce, but something happened in the midst of that. Somebody said the presence of the Holy Spirit of God. God is releasing a fresh anointing in your household right now, that your children are being set free, that your husband is being set free, that your wife is being set free. He's bringing forth a peace in your home right now like never before. And you're going to see in the name of Jesus the children beginning to love you more than ever before. You're going to see the father begin to love the children more than ever before. You're going to see the mother begin to love the children more than ever before. And acknowledging that Jesus is the head of the house. Glory to God. Let your anointing come into their presence. Fill their hearts with love. Fill their mind with understanding and peace, giving them that wisdom and knowledge. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. That's all right, sister. Go ahead. Go ahead. There's nothing wrong with the tears that are coming down your eyes. There's nothing wrong with the tears, because those are tears of joy. There is a releasing going on in your presence. God is releasing those things that you need right now in your midst. Feel his presence right now. Feel the power of the Almighty God in your presence. Thank him right now. Thank him. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Jesus loves you. He loves you so much that he gave his only son for you and I. Jesus loves you. It does not matter what others say. But remember, it's according to the word of God that is in you. That relationship that you have with Jesus, that relationship that you have with Jesus, that communication and understanding that you have with Jesus. Just keep on communicating. Keep on praying. Keep on fasting. Keep on believing. The Bible lets us know that some things come by prayer and fasting. And some of you right now, you've been looking for that breakthrough and that miracle, and the reason you haven't received it because you've been praying, but you haven't fasted. Turn your plate down. Turn down your plate. Turn down your slate. Watch the hand of God in the midst of you. And I can promise you that stronghold that your prayer wasn't able to break. Glory to God. My God, my God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You've been chosen today. You've been chosen today. God is releasing you. He's delivering you. He's setting you free. Glory to God. Go ahead and praise him right where you are. Praise him right now. Give him the thanks. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come on this Monday, November the 29th, 2021. And we recognize every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every date is a day of thanksgiving. And every year is a year of thanksgiving. So we surrender all to you. We submit ourselves before the Almighty God in the presence of Jesus Christ, thanking you, God, for your Son, giving you all the praise and glory, for it's all about you and not about us. For we freely surrender all to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, amen, amen.
And now, let's join Evangelist Janet Wooten with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. We'll be back at the bottom of the hour here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina.
We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. This is the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus said that he was the light of the world. And also in Matthew's gospel, it says in chapter 5, starting at verse 14, that we are also the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid, and neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Most importantly for us today, we are to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. We are thankful to God to be able to come back with you on another Monday afternoon from 1 to 1:30 for this broadcast. We just glorify God for this opportunity to carry forth the Great Commission by way of radio. We just want to give honor to the NFI radio staff, to Reverend Kearney, to Apostle Barbara Watkins, and for each and every one of you for taking time out of your busy schedules to tune in to the NFI radio, to listen to the Great Quartet music and different ministries, and also for being with us on this afternoon. Glory to God. We want to take time out to thank everyone. I do believe that you were praying for us, Glory be to God as we eulogize our sister on last Saturday for her homegoing. Glory to God. And we the only thing we can say is to God be the glory. It was painful, but we all know that this world is not our home, that we're just strangers passing through. Glory to God. And what she did that all of us will have to do one day. And so we ask you to continue to pray for us as we start the healing process, because I tell you, watching someone battle cancer, she had colon cancer, and to watch someone to go through that great transformation was something. To see someone to go through that battle, it was really something. And so we just ask you to continue to pray with us and pray for us. Glory to God. And today we want to share a word with you, a word that the Lord gave us, and I believe it is a timely word for such a time as this that we are in. Glory to God. And as we look around, we see that we're still dealing with COVID-19. Then it was the Delta variant. Now they are talking about the Omicron variant that's coming out of South Africa. That's in different countries already. We're also dealing with our own personal struggles, and also looking at the job market economically. We're struggling every angle. But there's a word that we would like to share with you today, and actually it was the word that the Lord sent us when we were eulogizing our sister, our dear sister. And so we're going to come from a subject today entitled The Good Fight of Faith. It's a fight to the finish. And I believe we did minister this word one time before. But, you know, every time that you read the word of God, you should get a deeper revelation of what God is saying unto us through his word. And the word of God is like a gift. It's a gift that keeps right on giving. The more that you get into the word of God, the more that it unravels itself and it unfolds, and the more of God is revealed unto you every time you read the word of God. And so I encourage people to read the Bible. Don't just read it all the way through one time and say, I'm done. Go back and read it again. Keep reading the word of God so you can get the revelation that you need in order to make application of it in your life. And so we're coming from 1 Timothy 6 and 12. 1 Timothy 6 and 12 starts out with the word fight. Fight means to contend with. It's an athletic term to engage in a contest. Hold on eternal life, whereunto there are called, and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. And so when we begin to look at the word fight, again, it's a noun meaning a violent confrontation or a struggle. And so when we begin to look at this particular passage of Scripture, when the Apostle Paul wrote this particular passage in chapter 6 of 1 Timothy, he was talking to his beloved son Timothy, who was a young pastor. And he was letting him know that times will come when, you know, that people will be running more after godly gain instead of eternal gain. And that the people during that time were running after a great gain and different things, and their minds were corrupt. And so he let Timothy know that he needed to flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. That's when he told him to fight the good fight of faith. And so when we think about the word faith, fight, it is a violent confrontation of struggle. Now, my sister, she was a woman of faith, and she was a faith walker. And she would say during her battle with this, with colon cancer, she would say, ain't no devil in hell going to get over me. Then she would say, this thing ain't going to beat me. And even down to there were lessons that we all learned from her walk and her fight and her struggle with this sickness. Number one, she taught us that when you're in a fight, glory to God, Everybody can't go in the battle with you. It may appear that having a lot of people with you may give you assurance that you will win or obtain victory. However, if you look at Judges 7:2, when it talks about Gideon, when Gideon was getting ready to go up to go into battle, glory be to God, the Lord told Gideon that he had too many people. And then they began to weed out the people and try to bring the number down. He began to say, those of you that were fearful and afraid, go home. 22,000 people left. And then they came back and said, when 10,000 still remains, I'm going to test you. I'm going to try you. I'm going to take you down to the water, and I'm going to see exactly what it is that you do. Things in life will come to test and try you. The enemy is going to test and try you on every hand because, number one, he wants to cast doubt in your mind about the word of God, about who God is and what God can do. So the word of God is going to be tried and tested in your life. Your walk, your confession, your belief, everything concerning your relationship with God is going to be tested. It's going to be tried. And so when we look at this particular story about Gideon, the word of the Lord said that he told Gideon that all those that drink water, a cup of water in their hands, he said, you set them aside. He said, but those that bow the knees and they lap like a dog, he said, you know, you dismiss them. So it was left to trickle down to 300 men, and they won the battle supernaturally. Glory to God. It's important, glory be to God, who it is that you take into battle with you. My sister did not tell a lot of people that she was sick. She said she didn't want anybody sitting around her crying, calling her with a pity party, and didn't want anyone talking negative around her. It is important of the people that you have in your circle. It's very important of the people that you carry into battle with you and who you share your story, your information with, who you share your trouble with. Because, see, you need to have people in your life and on your side that's going to be like Aaron and Hur. When Moses, when the children of Israel, Amalek attacked them and they were in battle with Amalek, glory to God, and Rephidim in Exodus 17:12. Glory to God. The word of the Lord said that Moses told Joshua to choose you out men to go down in the valley and fight. And I will go up on the mountaintop, Aaron and Hur along with me. And the Bible says that Moses' arms were lifted up. Glory be to God that Israel would win the battle. But when his hands began to go down because of the heaviness of age, that Israel will lose the battle. And so Aaron and Hur, one got on one side and one got on the other side. They kept Moses' hands up. You need people in your life that when you feel like you cannot go on, when you feel like the battle is too stacked up against you, when you feel like you're about to put your arms down or throw in the towel, you need people in your life that can gird you and say, come on, you can make it. Come on, we got to go a little further. Come on, I'm going to pull you across the line. Come on here now. You can't give up like this. You've come too far. You've seen too much. You've got too many testimonies on your own. You got too many witnesses in the word of God for to give up on God now. Don't you give up on God, because God will not give up on you. We're talking about the good fight of faith. It's a fight to the finish. The second lesson that we learned was when the odds are stacked up against you, you need to keep a praise. Ha. Glory to God. Even down to Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20:21, when it seemed like the enemy was encamped all around him, when it seemed like he was not going to be able to overcome the enemy, and the enemy had him boxed in, and on every side, on every hand, the word of the Lord said that Jehoshaphat called a fast, and he prayed, and he went to the Lord, and the Lord sent him word and told him, you need not fight in this battle. The battle is not yours. It belongs to me, but I still need you to show up. And my sister would show up every time, glory to God, when we would have prayer service and Holy Communion on Mondays and Bible study and Holy Communion on Thursdays. She would say, bring me my Holy Communion, because this communion gives me strength. Glory to God. Even though she wasn't able to eat food She wasn't able to drink anything for well over a month, almost 2 months, and her weight left her body down to 50 to 60 pounds. She still would muster up a praise out of her mouth and shout hallelujah. She still will lift up her hand. Glory to God. And that's what we have to do. If you're going to fight the good fight of faith, you got to keep a praise on your lips. You got to keep a song in your heart. Glory be to God. You got to stand flat-footed on the word of God and not move and not break and bend. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the next thing that we learned from her was you got to know who the battle belongs to. The Holy Spirit revealed to me and said, we try to fight battles that have already been won. Jesus won the battle over 2,000 years ago. We already have the victory. The battle's been fought and the victory won. But Paul tells us that the main battle that we have to fight as believers today is the good fight of faith, that you got to hold on to your faith in the midst of whatever situation or circumstance that you are going through right now. You have to fight and contend for the faith. That's what Jude said. We got to contend for the faith, for the word of God. That's what Paul was telling the beloved son Timothy. Glory be to God. When he told him to fight the good fight of faith, he told me that you contend with, glory be to God, to hold on to what it is that you was given. That's what he told him when he wrote him in 2 Timothy, to hold on to the faith that was in your grandmother, in your mother, that I know that's in you also. You got to hold on in the midst of when people are doing contrary to the word of God, when people are living in a way that they want to live and doing whatever they're big and bad enough to do. You hold on to the faith that's been given unto you. Glory to God. We're talking about the good fight of faith. Ha. It is a fight to the finish. Glory be to God. You got to continue. Glory be to God. But fight the good fight of faith. That's the battle that he was telling them you are to engage yourself in. You cannot fight with the enemy. Some people want to fight the situation. Some people want to fight folks and want to fight against people. But we're here to let you know that my mama used to tell me, you can't get in the ring with the devil. He's going to whoop you every time. But we fight a spirit with the spirit of the living God. You're not with the natural means, but with the spiritual weapons. Where the Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That's how we fight our battles. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you now. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. That's how we go into battle. That's how we fight the good fight of faith. There is no other way to win against the enemy except for with the weapons that God has given us. He's given us his word. He gave us his son, Jesus. Glory be to God. We got the blood of the Lamb. We have fasting and we have prayer. We have angels that are assigned to us. Glory be to God. We've got the heavenly host that's backing us up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So even down to when we think about all of these things, and even down to Paul came back in glory be to God, into 2 Timothy at verse 4. Glory to God. After he had given him everything he needed to win this battle, as he told the beloved Timothy, the pastor, everything he would need to be able to hold on and to make it through any warfare he would encounter. Paul himself began to say in 2 Timothy chapter 4, you know, we read these scriptures all the time, but it's time to make application and get an understanding of this word. Paul was able to say, well, I am ready to be offered up. The time of my departure is at hand. Cotton of my state. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. Those were three things that Paul knew that he had done. He said, I fought a good fight, I finished my course, and I kept the faith. He said, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Glory be to God. We got to fight this thing. We got to fight the good fight of faith. Glory be to God. And we got to, it's a fight to the finish. Never think that the spiritual battle is not going to be over. It's a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual journey. It's a spiritual walking. You're going to always be encountering some type of warfare, one way or the other, but you have to fight the good fight of faith. And you do that with having, number one, having a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's why they say it's a personal relationship. You got to first have a relationship. You got to first know him in the pardoning of your sins. You got to know that he is a forgiving God. You got to know him as your Redeemer. Glory be to God. You got to know who he is so that you will know who he is in you and who you are in him. Glory be to God. The next thing, you got to know his word. If you want to know God, know his word. Study his word day and night. Meditate on his word. Read the word. Glory be to God. Repeat the word. Speak the word over your life and in your situation. Glory be to God. And the next thing, you got to have a prayer life. Glory to God. And when you know God's word, you'll know how to pray. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to have a prayer life. And that prayer life includes fasting. You got to know how it's the man of God. Just got through saying a few minutes ago, you got to know how to turn that plate down. Glory be to God. And spend time with God. Spend time in the presence of the Lord. There's the same way in your natural relationship. You like to spend time with the one that you say you love. You need to know how to spend time with God. You say you're loving. Spend time in his presence. Not asking for nothing, but let him speak to you. Just spend time in his, bask in his presence. Glory be to God. For in the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. Praises forevermore. Glory be to God. You got to keep joy in your heart because the joy of the Lord is your strength. We told you that a couple of weeks ago. But in order to fight this good fight of faith, glory be to God, you must be, you got to be born again of the water and of the spirit. Glory be to God, you got to have something to fight with. Glory be God, hallelujah. You got to have the Lord on your side. Because if God be for you, he is more than them that are against you. In all these things, he has created us to be more than conquerors. So on today, we want to leave with you this word right here. The good fight of faith. It's a fight to the finish. Glory be to God. And it seems like you may feel like every time I turn around, it's one fire after another. It's one fight after another. But I'm here to let you know, if you're going to walk this journey, glory be to God. And if you trust God, you will know that you just got to hold on to your faith. And he's going to fight the battle for you. The battle's already been fought for you. And he's going to manifest the victory in your eyesight, in your presence. But you just got to know, you got to fight the good fight of faith. You got to know that it is a fight to the finish. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You can't give up. You can't let up. When it seems like everything is going good, you got to still pray without ceasing. Glory be to God. And so on today, our Father and our God, Lord, we just want to tell you thank you. We just want to lift up your holy name on today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to help us to put on the whole armor of you, God, that we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, that we'll be able to fight the good fight of faith, God, and knowing that we have to engage in this finish, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your son, Jesus, that already fought the battle for us and given us the victory. So, Father, help us to praise you and to fight from our place of victory, to hold on to our most holy faith, God. In you, God, to trust in you and in your word, God, in the matchless and powerful name of Jesus. Lord, to get out of your way, Lord, and let go and let you have your way in our lives, in the lives of your people. Father, we just want to, we got to tell you thank you, God. Handarabosha. We got to praise your holy name, God. You got to give you glory and honor, God. We trust in you on today, God, and we cast all our cares upon you because, Lord, we know that you care for us. We know that, Lord, we cannot make it without you, Lord, and we no longer want to try, God. We surrender, but we surrender our all to you and you only, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, hand of our side, we stand on your word that says that all those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We stand on your word that says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run unto it, and they are saved. Father, we thank you, hand of our side, oh, God, for the weapons of the warfare you have given us to use on today, Lord. And Father, we choose to hold on to our most holy faith in you, to trust in you at all costs, God, to believe in you and to stand on your holy word, to stand in your presence, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody going through a health battle today, Father, We decree and declare, we command healing to take place now in the name, match some powerful name of Jesus. Oh, God, we command cancer to dry up. We command COVID to dry up, God, and there will be no long-term lingering effects, as the doctors have said, because, Father, you are Jehovah Rapha. We know that you said in your word, God, that you heal us all our sicknesses and our diseases, and it's by your stripes that we are healed in every area of our life, meaning there is no addiction that can overtake us. Glory be to God. And there is no stronghold. There is no yoke that can hold us. Because of the blood of the Lamb. And we plead the blood right now in the name of Jesus, that if we believe in your word, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we ask you, God, that you're faithful to give, God, that you're faithful to perform it. You're faithful to hold up your word, God. You're faithful that promise. And we just want to thank you right now, God. And it's in your name that we pray and we do believe. Amen, amen, and amen. This has been another Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can reach out to us. You can inbox us on via Facebook on our Facebook page. It will be Janet Gail Wooten with Evangelist in parentheses. Glory to God. You can call us at 919-709-1886. Glory to God. You can reach us by way of email at jwooten@2285@gmail.com. You can send us a text message. We would love to hear from you. Glory be to God. But whatever you do, continue to fight the good fight of faith. Please know that it is a fight to the finish. Glory be to God. Correspond with us. Let us know that the ministry is a blessing unto you. We're not here to beat the air. We're not here just to say that we're on the radio, but we are here for you. We are here to carry out the Great Commission. We just thank God for each and every one of you. You want to be a blessing to the ministry? You can reach us at all of those, all the information that we have reached out to given unto you. But the main thing that we want from you is we want you saved, we want you living your blessed life, and best life now. To God be all the glory. God bless you.
I pray that you have enjoyed the word from today. So be sure to tune in every Monday from 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. to Turn on the Light radio broadcast. For more information, email her at jwooten2285@gmail.com.
Are a sinner.
In contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
But yeah, baby. Come on. Traditional music.
Gonna be with you always, but when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
This song goes out to aspiring gospel artists everywhere. But because the Williams Singers is a quartet group, we want to send out a special dedication to our fellow quartet laborers. And in doing so, we pay tribute to those who paved the way for us. Listen.
There's a few things that I won't try to explain. Maybe it'll help you along while you're doing this singing thing. Listen. There's a whole lot of singers trying to be like Tommy Ellison.
I've got that Holy Ghost.
But when the promoter got all your money. Your Holy Ghost done looking funny. Oh,
oh. See, all we've heard is a bad side of quartet singing.
But that was the things to young. But it took some bad times for Willie Banks and the Messenger to let us all know that
God is still in charge.
Can I tell you how I know? Because I've been in the storm, but it was a long wheel for me to go through some of the things I've been through. I had to be broke, I had to be molded, but I finally found out that it wasn't about me. So just think, honey, I'm gonna
give it all to you.
But there's another thing you gotta look out for. Just that you decided you were gonna do it the right way. Hey,
don't you get judgmental.
When you see another singer,
sing it right and do it wrong.
You've got to remember where you came from. And if you don't believe me, then I tell you just like the southern ass said,
that the only time that you should look down on a man is when you're picking him up.
Oh,
whip around your own front door.
Oh, yeah. So now you know the deal. Started looking for singers who were gonna be real. It seemed to me that you got a choice to make. So I wanna ask y'all,
tell me what
the wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
Thank you.
know somebody out there knows what I'm thinking about right now.
You know, I like the new songs and the way they sing them. It's something about those old songs that kind of put chill bumps on your arms. You know what I'm talking about. I remember my auntie a long time ago. She loved those old songs. And she would get up, but her name was Elvira Smith. But in church they called her Fireball. Fireball got up and she walked towards the pulpit, and everybody would stand up and they begin to gather around Fireball because they know they had a treat coming. You see, Fireball had a special song she was saying. And she would say words like this. You know what she said? Give me that old time religion. That's what Fireball was saying. Give me that old time religion. She said, please, please, give me that old time religion. She said, you know what, children? It's good enough. It's good enough. It's good enough for me. And she stood there and she wrung her hands. She said, it was good for my mother. She said, Lord, it was good. It was good. It was good for my father. I know. It was good. It was good for my mother and my father. And y'all know what? It's good enough. It's good enough. It was good enough. It's good enough for me. She said, wait a minute. It will save you. It will save you when this world is on fire. She said, it will save you. It will save you when this world is on fire. Oh, it will save you. When this world is on fire. And I know it's good. It's good enough for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Listen, me and the Williams singers want to let you know something on tonight.
Yeah.